Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Hi, Lummy.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Oh,
way hot. Not working the mic the same way. I mean, you worked the mic different than you worked it earlier today.
No. Right here.
Non-working bitch. What to hear? It's the Bubba the Love Sponge after show, uncensored. And this is opportunities for us to do stuff that's, you know, different. You couldn't. My hair look a little flip blip over there, like it's got a little.
Looks great.
Looks perfect.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. I did make it to the gym today.
We can tell, of course.
Stop, let me. I do got a little bit of striations. My calves are dodged up, though.
Yeah, mine too.
Mm-hmm. So, let me. Good news and bad news.
Okay, great.
The good news is I got. Are you on a diet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, sir, why?
Usually guys that are bodybuilding and on a diet drink gallons of water.
It's so ridiculous looking, too.
I know, I just do it because...
Am I not right? Guys at the gym.
Yes.
This is gallon. I don't see it.
No, you just...
He just had it.
Let me show her the gallon.
Oh, God.
The only reason I'm doing
it... He's officially that guy.
But no, because I don't...
You're that guy.
I'm that guy, but I just wanted to make sure I have enough fluids in my body, and my body takes a gallon of water a day.
You know what? You're right. But you do look like Johnny going to the gym bodybuilder guy.
That's why I've been trying to hide it off the camera.
All right, no problem. But sorry. I caught you.
You hold it, like hold it cool upside down too,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Fucking absolute fucking douches. Johnny striation, carry a gallon of water guy.
And I get it because like when I go to the gym, I carry a bottle of water and I have to refill it a few times. So
right.
I kind of get it, but still that gallon of water thing looks just ridiculous.
Lummy, why don't you start meeting me at the gym at 3:45 in the morning?
We train. Yeah.
Could you, Lummy, could you make it 4 days a week to the gym at 3:45 sharp?
Wish I could, Bubba.
But you really can't, though, can you?
I can't. I'll just be 100% honest.
All right.
That's a one-time Lemmy said no.
I know. I can't. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to let Bubba down.
Right.
No, there's no way he can make that.
For some reason, man, the only time I can make it to the gym is before the show. After the show, I know I'm getting older, but I'm literally spent. Literally, after the show, I get to my apartment. I got this fucking recliner, and I literally, like, spend an hour either just looking at my phone or moving shit around.
Yep.
You know, like, I just... And the merch crick, and everybody knows, don't fuck with me for an hour after the show. I need 1 hour to get my shit together. And I cannot work out. I've tried working out at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, or I've even tried when Janessa was, when she lived with me, and we would literally go from the show right to the gym. And I couldn't do it. I did it, but I'm the shit. I don't know how you guys could have energy to work out after the show. Do you not just find yourself mentally fucking fried after the show?
Sometimes I take a little nap.
Yeah, I can't. I cannot nap. I cannot.
Why?
No, because I can't. It'll fuck my sleep pattern up.
Mm.
And now 2-4-6 has been changed to
1-3-6.
3, hopefully 6. Hello.
Hey, that's Jim.
Oh.
Jesus.
Ohio, FTE.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
All right. Hey, did you see where the governor of Tennessee was making ivermectin an over-the-counter drug now?
No, but I'm all for it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it certainly is. I think that there's enough research that shows it helps with COVID as much as the other bullshit that they try to throw down your fucking throat does.
Exactly. I don't see how Biden can't make it available anymore when he's making it an over-the-counter drug.
And do you know that I got suspended from YouTube for a week because Dan, a doctor, was giving his different examples of patients that he's treated using ivermectin, and they fucking suspended me for a week for going against WHO standards.
And the governor signed a bill to let doctors prescribe it.
Okay.
For COVID.
But at least, Blitz, you know what? Well. At least, though, Blitz, the governor is like that pharmacist that Dan fights with.
Right.
That kind of like, you know, hey, fucking bitch, the governor.
Oh, no, it's great.
Yeah. So anyway, Trucker Jim, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Trucker Jim.
So, Lummy, we were supposed to do Bubba Sassoon today.
Yeah.
Now, good news is I don't have those rinky-dink fucking trimmers that go too low.
Oh, okay.
The merch crick, because she does my hair, bought these high dollar. Like these, I think these are like $100 or $200.
What?
Rechargeable, yeah. Fucking badass with the right attachments. And Lummy, I was thinking about going on trying a 3. Seeing where that puts us. And I have a 2 and a 1, but my problem is I've always gone too low, and then we shit to bed, and you're gobbed out.
Yeah, last time I think we went a 2, and it was too low.
But that was 2 on a rinky-dink deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to start on a 3 with a pro deal.
Okay.
And we can always go down.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I brought a cape this time, but Lummy, I don't have any dye
because
I don't dye my hair the way I used to, but mm-hmm. I ordered some, and it's supposed to be here today.
Okay.
So how about we trim today and dye tomorrow?
That's no problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Trim it up today, and we'll dye it tomorrow.
Now,
Anna, are you good with that?
I'm great with that.
How about we do all that after you open up your little envelope?
Can I ask something about the dye?
What?
So if I take a shower, like after, I know I wash it out and stuff. If I like go home, take a shower, because I got a dentist appointment.
Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought you got it today.
No, it's tomorrow.
No, let me, but listen.
Oh, no, I'm saying it's not going to mess up the dye.
You know what I'm saying is, like, do you have a dentist appointment after the after show or after the regular show?
After the after show.
What time's your dentist appointment?
1 o'clock.
Oh, no. Motherfucker, why don't you bring, like, a towel and shit?
Okay.
And you could totally even take a shower here
if you wanted to.
Right, but he was asking if it's going to mess his dye up.
Yeah, I don't want to do everything, and then I go home, take a shower to get, like, you know, just, you know, kind of everything
no,
off.
No. Once the dye is cut in for 20, you're good, kid.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're good.
No problem.
Yeah,
okay.
You're good.
Sweet.
But you are awful fucking bushy today.
Oh, I know.
And I feel as if you may have cut your hair.
Nope, hair's not at all.
Because I will fire you.
It looks more done. It doesn't look cut.
So the thing is that I have an extra curly conditioner I sometimes use, and I knew that we would do it, so I wanted to keep it down, so I used that last night.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I want to try to get your hair as long as I... Like, have you seen Matt Heller? He's letting his hair go Jesus style. I want you to just...
Oh, you can do that for a while.
Yeah, mine right now is at the middle of my back.
For real?
God. Yeah.
When you straighten it?
When I take a shower and then I get Ashley to...
Can we get it to touch your toes?
Can we get it? Can we get her to document you out of the shower and then you pulling your hair down the halfway of your back? I think people would love that, Lummy. That's content. Lummy, can't be the only one fucking producing content around here.
Not a problem.
All right, I want that. Anna,
yes.
I'd like for you to open up your tease deal. I'm sorry we fucked you on the other deal.
It's okay.
But you're getting it. Nonetheless, you are.
It's actually better because I can actually read the card.
We can long form it. You know what I'm saying? We can long form it.
Yes.
There you go.
The card.
By the way, Anna, you look really cute today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
No problem.
The card said, "Fuck this shit. I'll be a stripper."
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
This shit. I'll be a stripper.
Which, by the way, you'd be the worst stripper ever.
Why?
Because you'd be negative and just annoying.
Oh. Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm supposed to be here giving you a lap dance, but I find you repulsive, so I don't think I could make myself do that.
Can you go buy me some snacks?
Can you buy me some fucking snacks?
Snacks.
But you get a reputation
She gave me $100.
How much?
$200.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Tease.
Thanks so much.
You know what? She has turned into just fucking absolutely the salt of the earth, has she not, as far as Bubba Army royalty?
Thank you.
Blitz, I think she, by her last donation she made last, she's qualified.
Yep.
She's locked in.
She is.
Everything at this point, Tease, is gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, thank you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Tease, see if you can make the 13th.
Okay. She let me know in the card.
Lock her up.
Do you want me to read it or no?
No, of course read it.
Okay.
This is Long Form Willie.
Yes, it says, "Start stripping ho," and then LOL. "I figured you can buy you and your spouse a nice dinner on your trip to Colorado." Excuse me, I had a burp. "Or perhaps a devil's lettuce salad. Hell yeah. Happy birthday a little early and have an awesome time. Hit me up next time all you hoes do brunch and I will see you at Bubba 199 May 13th.
She also got me a Capital One Fancy Dancy gift card.
A Capital One?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Capital Grill. Capital Grill.
Oh, Capital Grill.
Capital One, so people are suing me. So anyway.
Thank you, Tease, very much.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know. Nobody knows nothing.
That Capital Grill card, Bubba, you could likely use it at your favorite steak joint, too.
No fucking way. I'm going to do a Capital Grill deal. Me and the merch crick will go over at 3 o'clock like the early bird special,
motherfucker. So she can get buns, no nothing?
So she can get fucking bread.
Yeah.
Bread sticks with water.
That sounds good.
I can make a $100 gift card at Capital Grill. I can go two times.
Maybe three.
It's unheard of. Because we don't drink any cocktails.
Are you allowed to drink cocktails if Merch Crick wanted one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But they're $23.50.
Then you can't eat.
I mean, cocktails are expensive on $9 joints. Please. All right, so without further ado, I need you to go to the middle chair.
Okay.
Okay. Probably you can keep your headphones on. I can just turn my microphone off because it's just going to be Blitz, right? I just turn my mic off.
Yeah.
Turn the wireless on.
Yeah. And I'll probably come in there in a minute.
Okay, perfect. So Lummy, cut today, die tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And Lummy, here's the deal.
That sounds weird. Lummy on that mic.
Yes, sir.
I need you to, I felt as if I had to kind of ask again.
Mm-hmm. You were begging.
I kind of asked.
Wait,
Lummy,
go.
The next time I ask, I'm going to punish.
Yes, sir. No punishing.
This time I'm like, Lummy, you're looking a little scraggly over there. I shouldn't have to say that, Lummy.
You shouldn't.
This fucking unbelievable VIP service you're getting.
Exactly.
Fucker.
Dumbass. Me.
By the way, thank you for following us on Facebook and YouTube and watching us. The after shows, we do Tuesday and Wednesdays on Facebook and YouTube.
Hall of Famer, Cable Dog 66, $200.
Super chat.
So let me, without further ado, I'm coming down there. Blitz, you come and go as you want.
Yep.
Oh. I'm on the Capital Grill menu right now. You're probably going to get the roasted chicken breast.
Tell Bubba he turned his mic off.
Bubba, turn your mic off.
Yeah, you turned your mic off.
He took his headphones off and then started talking to the mic and no one can hear him.
I'm a goddamn rookie. I'm not going to say that.
He just said he's a goddamn rookie.
He's a fucking rookie. You told me to say it. No!
Can you imagine if I just went... Damn. No. Okay, it's not on.
But can you imagine if I just went bamp and cut off a big old hunk?
Yeah, cool. I can.
Wait, let me. Would you get a boner in the knee?
Yes, I would. But plus, anything you do, I get a boner.
Better shoot him.
That's a clean shoot.
That's a clean shoot.
Better shoot him.
He said clean shoot.
I got you a high dollar cape here.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Is this snakeskin?
Wow. You're so fancy.
With your snakeskin fucking.
Hold it up.
I'll put my hair thing in.
No.
You're like a sassy black woman. That snakeskin.
He's going to look like Rosie O'Donnell again tomorrow.
Who is a sassy black woman?
Right here. Hold it there so I can get you tight so you don't have as much hair residue.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't you understand? I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help you. You're trying to help me.
Help me help you, bitch.
Help me help you.
I'm going to get your neck all, everything. I'm getting everything today.
Like, remember, not too short, Bubs. No. Remember what happened last time?
Where's my mic? Here we go.
When you were like apologizing while you were doing it?
Check, baby, check. Baby, am I on, Anna?
Yes, now
am
you are.
Am I hot? Am I low?
You sound good.
Perfect. Lummi,
yes, sir.
You hold this right here. There we go. Now, Lummi, I'm going to start with a 3. This is a pro job. Feel the weight on this thing, Lummi, and it's chargeable with no cord. That's what motherfucking professionals use
right
there.
It's like a platinum.
Lummi, 3 might not dent the surface, but I'm going to start with 3 so that we're not running into, oh, shit, you went too low to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, start higher, and then you can always cut more.
Yeah, see, it's not cutting. Like near the first time I did, I was like, burr.
I know you were like apologizing halfway through.
Yeah, you got alcohol in the breath.
I'm using this new
mouthwash. He'll blame it on mouthwash.
It is. Sure. It's by the other computer. Blitz, let's see it.
That gallon of water is not water.
It's vodka.
Vodka.
Is it vodka, buddy?
No.
Be honest. Is it vodka?
I can smell it.
Vodka.
It's probably not.
No, it's water.
I trust him.
He uses it to wash down the vodka.
Yeah.
From the mouthwash. I got it in the mouthwash now.
Yeah.
God, Lummi, you look so much better.
That new Tito's mouthwash he has.
You look so much better trimmed.
Thank you, Bubba.
You got like Hasidic Jew locks.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, no, no. I was just describing. In fact, you know, that's a very cool look. Lummi, this 3 might be what we... I'm going to have to get...
How relaxed he is. He's closing his eyes.
Now, am I going too low on this? There's no. Because all it needs is just... It just needs dyed is what this needs.
Mm-hmm.
We do this, you know what? Every... what would
two,
you say?
Two to three months. Quarterly. Let me,
do you always... Is that where you got... It looks like a... Like it's... I don't know. Like you got a... A bald spot in there.
That's where I rub my face because I'm an idiot.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Is that where you rub your face and you've rubbed your hair raw?
Yes.
That's not an imperfection in my grooming skills?
Not at all.
It's a nervous...
It's like
you got trichotillomania?
Yes, trichotillomania.
Anna, he's got trichotillomania.
Trichotillomania. I'm familiar with this.
Are you?
Yes.
What is it?
It's where you pull your hair out.
You don't need headphones. Like, what in the hell?
Oh, Blitz is in here now.
I know.
I am.
What's that technique for?
That's your grip right there. Look.
Oh. You do that to people you love, though.
Yeah. Well, look, I love him. I would ear grip you because I love you. Have you ever been ear gripped? Can I ear grip you once? Just to kind of get you in the ear grip club?
Okay.
Get those headphones off. Let me go over and give you a grip.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
No, they don't hurt.
Appreciate it.
Look, I just go like that.
Love you.
Let me, why are you hard selling it to scare her?
Oh, sorry.
Watch.
I like it.
Let me get that ear out, bitch. And let me show what I got.
No, I got big lobes and people are going to see them.
Oh, on it. It's not a lobe thing. I grip in here. Look, I grip right here. And that little deal, I go bam like that. Let me grip, bitch. Can I grip?
That's not good.
Can I grip you?
Fine.
Girl, I'll grip you. Mm-hmm. Girl, I'll grip you. You're in my house now. Say what? Girl, I'll grip you. Say what? Girl, I'll grip you. Say what? Girl, I'll grip you. You're in my hut now. Say what? When you're in my hut, you know what's up. Girl, I'll grip you. Girl, I'll grip you. I mean, why aren't you fucking helping me sing a song?
Girl, I'll grip you. Oh, these are new ones.
Man, that bird's really gray underneath.
You know,
this is where.
That's why he needs to get dyed. Oh. He's gonna dye it red with blood soon.
What?
He's cutting your skin. What? He's stabbing you with the razor. He's poking you in your fucking face. Oh, it's like white. It's not even gray.
He looks horrible. Like, for real. Like, Lummy, you look old as
fuck. Oh, my God. It looks even worse on camera. Looks like an old wolf.
See those lungs.
An old fat wolf.
An old wolf. Say it.
An old fat wolf with snake skin.
Girl, I'll grip you. Girl, I'll grip you. You're in my hut now. Say what?
You're in my hut now. Say what?
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that gray.
Now, Anna, would you say, though, that this length is better than the other length?
Oh, yeah. The gob is still disguised.
Right. He's still got
the
another
last
cover
time
now.
You set it free.
Yeah,
it,
last
and
time
he
I
needed to be caged forever.
Last time I set his gob free. Let me put your face like this. Move it. Yes, yes, God. Yes, like that.
It did.
Like that. That's what I need. What, Anna, what?
Last time he did look like Rosie O'Donnell. It was so funny. Looked so bad.
I mean, when you hard sell the pain, then people are afraid for me to groom them. Okay? Be tough. You can't do this. You can't do this. You're not capable of doing this.
No.
Look how good my shit looks. My shit looks good as fuck.
So good. Wow. Kong. Those titties are bouncing. I mean, pecs. So strong. The power that is Bubba Love's
Pig. Power Pig. Hello, I'm burning. Lummy, it just looks like shit down below. Down here,
it is super gray.
It looks horrible.
It doesn't look as bad in person, but on camera.
It looks so bad.
It just looks bad. Looks down here.
Look like an aged animal.
Like, I don't even know where to, like, trim in. Like, I don't even know where to, how to, like, Blitz, come here. Like, do you trim that? What do you do on that deal, kid? It's sparse and it's gray. Say it. It's sparse and gray. Help
sparse
me.
And gray.
Help me, Chris.
Sparse and gray.
Help him.
Chris.
I felt Bubba's wiener again.
Do the chair.
What's he doing?
No, on my arm.
My boner's nothing.
He over said here. He felt your wiener.
Over here.
I'll tell you whose wiener is out to play. This guy over here.
Blitz.
Inappropriate.
Has he been wienering you?
No, he just wears these.
Oh, but she was poking at my wiener. When we were trying.
He's
to...
got his dick all jacked up. I'm like, this is inappropriate. So I was calling his.
What?
I was
grabbing it, Bubba.
I wasn't grabbing it. That's a lie.
With her mouth.
That's a lie. All right, but I need some direction on how to line this up. I think three. I don't think you go any lower than three.
I think that's good.
I think a two will sparse it out.
Holy. When you do three more often.
Holy shit, I'm white.
You need more? I need to,
yeah, you're white.
No, like here's a white. Between trims.
Oh, okay, right.
Keep that three.
True.
Yeah.
But where do I lift back? How do I get up in the air? Let me just try.
Yeah, you need to try.
Trying to slit his throat. I'm so white. Oh, my God.
Am I there?
Yeah, he doesn't need much off.
Yeah, just be careful to preserve the gob disguise.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we can't set that free.
Right. You don't want to hot gob him?
No. It looked so bad. Last time, no offense.
Lemmy, you can't move your fat head. What if I went, this is a zero, and I went, whoops, and gave you a pista stripe?
Oh, this looks horrible.
It does look like shit. Like you look like a, like, honest to God, you look like a homeless man.
I was just thinking that, Bubs.
Lummy, I cannot see where I started on the other side.
I'm trying.
The only thing that makes him not look like a homeless man is that he's dressed like a sassy black woman with that snake skin.
I think you go with kind of where the ear is. Ashley, I'm trying, honey. I'm trying my best.
There's only so much you can do. You're not a magician, Bubs, you know. Just a barber.
Let me know. Do you find these trimmers far better?
Yes.
These have got some horsepower on them.
They don't rip.
Oh, God.
Okay, so now,
oh.
Back on the three. Let me look at the camera. Let people analyze.
It looks good.
Let me see. And the gob is still preserved.
The gob is still covered, so that's good.
You look
good.
Drunk, buddy. Are you okay?
You look lost.
That's just Lummy's look.
Look at me. You're fucked up. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, my nose.
The coke?
Yes, I did a couple.
Your nose.
I just got a...
The plastic sheets.
Oh, because Bubba's cutting you in your nostrils, and that's why it's bleeding.
But I just got to...
It just, you need to clean it up a little bit at the top. I think where you have the gob is fine. It's just really around his cheeks.
Oh. Okay.
He's got hairy cheeks.
I got a line in the cheeks.
Line in the cheeks. See how it's still kind of scraggly?
I got a line in the cheeks. Yeah. Say it, Anna.
You got a line in the cheeks. Get a chunk of ear in there. There you go.
It's a lot of pressure on the ear, too.
Oh, no.
Now, tomorrow, we'll put the dye in there, and you'll look like Yukon Cornelius.
All right.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God, Rosie O'Donnell.
Get it back here. Get it back, cousin.
So bad.
Get it back, cousin.
Just keep thinking about it.
What's tomorrow, Wednesday?
I know.
Now, do you go to the dentist with alcohol breath?
Yeah, my new mouthwash.
What?
Don't crunch your cheek up.
Oh.
Keep your cheek natural, or I'm going to mess it up.
Be natural. Relax. Or he's going to fuck it up.
Sit down.
Again.
Anna, give us some commentary.
I am.
No, you're not. You're not talking nothing.
I said you're doing a great job. He's doing the cheek right now, being very careful to not make him look like, you know.
Wait till you see how good I
a Looney Tune.
Watch this.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Ow! Don't crunch up your cheek.
It's that Rosie O'Donnell. It's a flip.
That was a correction.
When you crunch up the cheek,
oh my God,
then it messes up the line.
All right. I feel like I don't want to talk because I don't want you to mess up. So he's trying very hard to be precise right now. He doesn't want to make Lummy look like a fat moron like he did last time. No offense. Don't scrunch up. That's great. Try not to get his eyeball. That's perfect. Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. There you go, Bubs. Get in there.
Get in there, Bubs.
Get in there, Bubs. That's perfect.
Love me, that's perfect.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I look perfect.
Well.
Hold on here.
I wouldn't say that. But
oh.
Bubs is doing it.
We gotta get the hair off.
There you go. Playing the... Gob harp right now.
That's the blood circulation, like the Chinese place. Like
The ancient Chinese.
Some people pay good money for that.
Yeah.
And he's getting it for free.
And he doesn't even look happy about it.
I'm concussed.
That's a $50 beard trim, ca.
Thank you.
Let me see.
You look fucking great. Give him a kiss.
That was a real kiss, too.
I know.
That was a real kiss on the lips. That was a real kiss on the lips. Say it, Lummy.
It was on the lips.
Lummy, look at
it. I didn't think he was going to do it.
What's our third kiss?
Hold on. He looks like a black girl with snake skin. Well,
yeah.
He does.
He does look like, yeah, he's like a sassy black woman.
Hold on here, sir. Now, what you need to do
is clean it up.
Lumtasha.
Go get our Dyson. Actually, pick up what you can by hand. How about I give you a little grip, just to get you the grip close?
How about after? How about you wash your hands? Ow! Ow, you're hurting me!
Where's Blitz? Ow, that hurts.
Seriously, that hurts.
I'll take one for you, Bubba.
Stand in front of me.
He was grabbing it. He was going for it.
Oh, shit. That did kind of hurt.
Lummy's got kind of grease hair.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want you to touch my ear.
It's not like he had Lummy's hair all over his hands or anything.
God only knows where that hair has been. I didn't. Ow.
Tell him he still has his mic off.
You have your mic off, big boy.
Sorry. I don't know where my fucking hand gel went.
Hand gel. That's just as good as cleaner.
Pure rubbing alcohol.
Which?
Do you need some 409 wipes?
I think he's putting alcohol on his hands now. I wonder where that
alcohol went. Top chat! Did we already read this?
Yeah.
Siberian Door Knocker, 1999, Super Chat!
Thank you, my man!
Woo! What's going on? Why can't I see this? Pop out. Wait, no, I don't want
that. Let me stop. That's a fucking $800 sweeper. You don't run into shit with it. You're delicate with it. You idiot.
He ain't delicate with shit.
I had a hand. All right, cool. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay.
Did you get your gel?
Yes, sir.
I put pure rubbing alcohol on my hands. I got to think that kills everything.
Sure does, including your hands.
Let me get up in that shit. That is the Super Fat Bubba Light Dyson.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Hey, no problem. Anna, would you not agree that that beard trimmer is far
very
more
superior?
Yeah, very superior. By the way, we have some manscaping products. Oh, no, I need to go through it before. It's over there.
No, it's all yours. You just didn't take home yet.
Oh, I didn't?
Yeah, we already went through all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, remember oh, okay. I opened the package?
Oh, okay. And by the way, who's a smartass to put 65 back there and not 56? Fucking joke's on you because I fired you.
It's been like that since your birthday.
Dr. Dan's moving on. You're making 500 stars.
All right, let me. We just get knocked off the air?
No.
No.
It's like Facebook's sorry we're having trouble with this video. But now
Facebook does it all the time.
Now, cutting a guy's beard's illegal.
I'm still on it.
You look good, Lom.
If you just refresh, you. It's fine.
Right. Yeah,
it's really good.
Lummy,
the computer player. Customer cleans up his stuff. Yes, sir.
Lummy,
The beard in itself, like, looks night and day.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So much better.
Night and day.
You did a great job, Bubs.
Yes,
thank you.
You did a great job. Thank you so much.
And honestly, I got it lined up nice.
Yeah, yep. It does. It looks really good.
It's symmetrical.
Bubba Sassoon, while maintaining the gob.
Yep.
Let me look at that.
This is probably the best job you've ever done, Bubba.
Well, job on the gob.
Well, job on the gob.
Great job on the gob.
So, Lummy, what we'll do is then tomorrow we'll paint it on Willie.
Sweet.
And it only has to set 20 minutes. We'll paint it on like probably 10:30 to 11. And then we'll be off the air at about 11:20. And then now do you have to run home or are you going to go to the dentist from here? Hold on. What would you prefer?
Probably just to go home real quick, take a quick shower and change and go there.
All right. So then we'll do a quick dye job, let a 20-minute sit in, rinse Willie here, and then you zip home. Now, is your dentist close to your house over there?
It's like 5 minutes.
All right. Then we'll do that. We'll get Blitz. We'll be out of here, let's say, by 11:15, 11:20 out.
Okay.
That puts you home at 10 till 12. Get you in the shower at noon. It gets you back on the road at 12:20.
Yep.
And your 10 minute and your appointment's 1:00.
Perfect.
Right.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Anna, why not to Grips, Anna? Why not to Grips?
Well, I just wanted you to watch
him. You're the only person that in this building that I've not gripped. And given like
you gave me like a nice arm twist.
No, I didn't.
Wrist lock.
A little bit.
That was just
a love tap.
Friendly little.
That was friendly.
Friendly little twist.
Friendly little wrist lock.
Yeah, friendly little wrist lock.
What was that? What are you doing?
Smelling my shit.
The alcohol.
Yeah. No, I got some really. I got new lotion. I had a new little. Anna, come up here, and I just want you to smell my arm.
Yeah. Like where I have, smell my arm.
I got my lotion with my Spec Blitz. I found my Creed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which Creed do you have?
I don't know. But I just want you to like just.
It's not the really expensive shit.
Aventus. The Aventus is the expensive shit.
Where's that from?
Am I just fooling myself or does that smell good?
No, that's
like I got your pheromones
that
going.
That smells really, really good. It's like just a hint of cologne, but it's not too overpowering.
Right, right. Like if Blitz had that on his nether region, you'd be really consuming.
Oh
it.
Yeah, right. I'd be all on
gobble.
It.
You'd be go-
she already was
gobbling
between
like
shows.
Like a turkey.
Was she gobbling on it like between shows? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sorry.
Lummy, I found a whole bunch of DVDs. Blitz is ripping into.
I already have both of them done.
I'm super excited.
How do you? Are you going to get them to me?
Yeah, you want them?
No. I mean, like, are you going to rip them in so I can have like?
Yeah, I'll upload them to the drive and then send you a link.
Okay. Or if you want to upload them. If you just want to upload them to YouTube.
Okay, I can do that.
But we don't have to necessarily publish them. I don't know. Just whatever you want to do, buddy. But I got the Merch Crick. I found these DVDs and I got
the Merch Crick?
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62.
PayPal?
No.
Super Chat.
So I love Super Chat. Thank you.
We like PayPal better. YouTube takes too much of a percentage.
PayPal it up, kid.
Or Venmo or Cash App.
Yeah. So listen to me. Lummy, I got these DVDs that I found.
Nice.
Usually that works out not too good for me.
Not too good.
But one of them is Lummy has... this might have been the first Lummy meltdown, and Merch Crick just texted me and said, Lummy is naked from the waist down with his wiener hanging out. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And so I got to think that might not be something you want me to post.
I would prefer not, just because of obviously...
You have a son
like
now.
His dick is totally out?
Yeah, his cock is out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, we were in the shower during...
Lummy, where do you want me to do it? She's watching this footage right now. Blitz, I got a honey hole of content that I found. So...
I mean, there's a lot of other, stuff from that Edward 40 hands.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to get this video and I'm going to edit it until the dick part.
Okay.
Then we can cut out the dick part. We can cut out the dick part. Blitz, however you send it to me, if I could download it to my phone, then I could throw it over to my iMovie deal while I'm quite the little editor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll edit out the dick part.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
And I think just you being drunk and chasing people around would be okay for YouTube as long as I cut out the dick part.
Yeah. Because that was like kind of off the air, behind the scenes kind of thing when everyone was really fucking with me.
The dick part?
Yes, that's when everyone was fucking with me and wouldn't give me my clothes.
Can we put the dick part on OnlyFans, or you want the dick part just not
I mean, you know, during that time
I
wasn't.
If you just want to say, I don't want the dick part consumable in any way, shape, or form, then there's no dick part.
I would prefer to be not
dick
consumable.
Free.
Yes, dick free, Bubba, if you would.
Say, I would like my dick not shown.
I would like my dick not shown, Bubba.
Can I show it to Anna privately? You know, let you see her little
dick. Is that going to be heat getter with people?
Yes.
No, I'll let Blitz.
Not with me.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I want to respect Ashley.
I don't care, but
Ashley.
Others will care.
Ashley, no dick. So sorry.
No dick.
Thank you.
But it was a good episode.
Lummy, I give you my word. Your cock will never be seen by another human being.
Thank you, Bubba.
Although Merch Quick looking at it right now.
not a pleasant sense.
Just because she's not looking at it in a I need that dick kind of way. She's looking at it on, I actually gave her the CD and I said, I want you to watch it and give me notes on it. So when I get back to my apartment, she's supposed to meet me over there with, she's looked at, watched three CDs today, Blitz, and I'm going to have a whole complete notes as to what's on them.
Okay.
And determine what I do with them. But like... Blitz, did you get a chance to see the Hogan and me go to the game deal?
I briefly looked at it as I was ripping it, but I have not actually watched it.
That would be a fucking home run on all lots of, on different deals. Anna, I'm doing that Concrete Podcast Friday.
I know. I'm so excited for you to be on that. I've been watching more and more of it.
At 1 o'clock.
Do you know when they're going to put it up?
No, I have no idea. And then the counterfeiter dude, remember him, Anna?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't watch that, but I remember you telling me.
He lives in Tennessee. He's clearing with his probation officer. He's going to come down and do the show one day in June, like in June.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like an after show with a podcast kicker.
Yeah. Awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
I'm also
cross-pollinate a little.
I'm also going to have Matt Heller in on one of these Fridays for a couple hours just to sit in and fucking be Matt Heller.
All right. Sounds good.
Are you okay with that?
Why would I care? I love Matt.
I love him, too. He's so well connected.
I know. And he's just a cool dude.
He's just...
You know, he's really, really down to earth. There's very few people that get that successful and that wealthy and still can kind of, you know, kick it with a normal guy and gals.
And he's kind of Johnny Zen, is he not?
He is,
He's like Johnny Zen.
Yeah.
He's worth a lot of money, but he's just the salt of the earth.
He presents as low-key most of the time, you know?
Beautiful smile. Just a great guy.
A+.
I got to send him a text today. So, what was the big, you know, the draft scuttle? Obviously, the Lightning got their asses kicked.
Yeah,
now,
are
people freaking?
Yeah, but that's what everyone in Tampa does. But the thing is that they just came out flat. Game one, they were not in sync at all. Fucking Steve Stamkos, who never misses a one-timer, missed a one-timer, just wide open net.
Was our defenseman just getting smoked?
We had two power plays in the first period, and we had one shot on goal in our power plays.
We gave up
a goal on a power play.
Oh, a shorthanded Willie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That was just downhill from there. And, I mean, it was just fight after fight. See, the thing is that the Maple Leafs came out and were pretty much bullying the Lightning. And the Lightning just kind of...
Laid down.
Yep.
Laid down the deal.
Maroon did get into a good fight. I showed it to you, but obviously we can't put it on. But he got a couple good uppercuts.
Another good Neil Mount Pleasure. He's trying... Boy, there's a lot of blitz activity on my Venmo of people trying to make it to Barb.
That's awesome.
I got that Matthew Hoxie guy out of Charleston. He's like, I swear to God, I'm going to hit the 2400 by September 1.
Nice.
So thank you on that. What about the draft? What was the big, you know, what's the big scuttlebutt amongst the draft? Who got the steal? Who got the bust? Who are they saying fucked up? Who got the best? I mean, I heard the Lions might have had the best draft.
There's a couple different people that have said it's between
Buffalo?
The Lions and the Ravens.
Okay.
And then there's also a couple different people that say the Packers might have had the worst draft. And then there's other people that have given
the draft.
Yeah.
They're saying the Packers had the worst draft.
That's some people that are upset that the Packers drafted two defensive players first and then traded up to draft a wide receiver from a Division I AA school. But he is fast. He ran a 4.36.
Did you see the guy's stats, though?
Oh, yeah.
He's 6'4", 210, and ran a sub 4.5 40.
Oh, at the combine, he hit 4.36.
Yeah. I mean, so you got a guy that's that big. 6'4", like almost a Megatron.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
and I don't give a fuck if a guy's one double A.
Oh, no, I know. It's just, it's like if you look at different report cards on the draft, there's some people that give the Packers an A. There's some people that give it a C and a D.
Well, who's the most respected person? Like, is Mel Kiper, or is he no longer the most respected?
No, I mean, Mel Kiper, I mean, obviously he's still up there. But then you got all these new guys like Dan Orlovsky or whatever the fuck his name is. You know, he gave it the Packers like a D, F.
What did McAfee give him?
McAfee pretty much gave him like a C. Because the thing is that he had Aaron Rodgers on, and Aaron Rodgers said, hey, look, we've already talked about this, and they're drafting defensive players the first two
picks.
All
right, so NFL, I don't know who writes for NFL, but they gave the Arizona Cardinals an A-.
They gave the Packers an A. See, that's where, like, once again, you look at the NFL, they gave them an A. See, Baltimore had probably one of the best drafts. They got a lot of good steals.
Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens, number one guy, 14th overall, the safety, Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame.
But that center that they got from Iowa
is a fucking stud.
Stud. He could play center or guard. He is good. Any linemen that come out of Iowa are going to play in the league for 10 years.
Michigan edge guy, Dave somebody. And the UConn defensive tackle, Minnesota offensive tackle. Talking about the Ravens. Buffalo supposedly got some great A.
Yeah, they did good, too. That cornerback from Florida is a stud. That's going to lock up their defense.
The running back. Boy, running backs just don't go high anymore, do they?
No, because they're kind of they're dime
so
a dozen. Yeah, and then they're a dime a dozen.
Carolina Panthers, an A-.
Yeah.
The Bears, an A-. Yeah. Dude, I mean,
the Bears, NFL's giving a lot of friendly grades here.
Yeah, it looks like they're just trying to suck some dick here.
Yeah.
Now, what is the – where's Baker going?
Ah, man,
nobody really wants him, do they?
There's reports out of there that obviously the Bucks would take him out of the backup, but the problem is his $18 million contract. Now, the Browns have enough salary cap space that they could eat a lot of that contract, but it's what the Browns are kind of wanting. You know, they've said they've wanted a couple third and fourths.
I heard the Packers steal of the draft was the Kingsley guy from South Carolina, the South Carolina linebacker, Kingsley Ingabar.
Yeah.
Have you heard about him?
Yeah.
Supposedly, he was supposed to be like maybe a late third rounder, and he dropped to the Packers, got him in either late four or late early five.
Yeah.
At 179 overall. Supposedly, because I'm, you know, I subscribe to all the Packer stuff and, you know, all the people. And supposedly, he's the sleeper of the draft. Did you hear anything about that guy?
Yeah, no, he's really fast. He's going to be probably either
a good special
a spot
team
starter.
Guy.
Well, he's going to be a special team, but he's probably going to be a spot starter where he comes in. The Packers do have a lot of good linebackers right now.
Not really.
No, I'm saying like with their draft from Georgia. They re-signed the other guy.
Does the Quay Walker guy at 22 overall, Georgia linebacker,
starter?
Does he start year
one? Yeah, he's a starter.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
He's outside.
You say
he starts year one?
Year one, he starts.
How about the DT, the defensive tackle, Wyatt?
He's going to be a starter.
He's a starter.
Yep. He'll interchange with the other guys they have, but he'll be a starter.
And then how about the wide receiver?
Watson, that's the guy that ran the 4.36.
Right.
He's going to be the stretch the field guy.
All right. And then how about the – you know what? They're saying that the offensive tackle from UCLA, because the Packers right now have a glaring void on the right tackle.
Yeah.
They need a right tackle.
Yeah.
So they're saying this guy – and the guy from Wake Forest.
Wake Forest guy can slide into a guard position. He actually played center, I think, his freshman year, and he played guard. He can play guard also, and they may put him in as guard.
Now, what about the Bucks? What was their draft?
Their draft was good. It was focused. They got a good.
This is the first draft Bruce Arians was not the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he was sitting there and, you know, kind of on camera making decisions, I guess. They gave him an A grade. The running back that they got.
Here you go, Bucks.
Yeah, Rashid White.
First of all, 33rd overall. Is that because GSP's gone?
Yeah, they're pretty much moving on some of the veterans.
The Logan Hill guy,
yeah.
Number 33rd overall, yeah. Right, which was, what, like the second guy the first or second guy in the second round?
First pick in the second round.
He is a – ran a four. That's a little bit – well, that's pretty quick for a lineman, right?
Yeah.
4.8, 40.
I mean, he's a big
vertical
boy.
Vertical jump at 30. 6'6", 283. That's a big boy.
Yeah.
Second round, first pick, edge rusher out of Houston, right?
And you got to think,
does he step right in and play?
He'll probably be popping in and out, but you got to remember that they run a 3-4 defense.
The guard. Does he from Central Michigan?
Yeah, he gets a chance to start because we lost.
Why are we drafting a running back? I mean, aren't we full of running backs? Or
no, we lost. What's his name? Ronald Brown, whatever his name is. Fucking
right, Brown.
Yeah, we lost him. So realistically,
drafted two tight ends.
Yeah,
because I guess we don't know what Gronk's gonna do, right?
No, and we lost OJ Howard. Yeah, and Cam Bray is on his last year. So the kid from Washington's got big hands. He's going to be good. Now the punter from Georgia, a little questionable. Drafted it that high. He doesn't have a really good net on his. He's like 48, but I mean, you know,
what they have the Jaguars at shitty.
I think they gave the Jaguars an A, but like this fucking site, they give everyone an A.
Yeah, nobody's worse. I mean, like, they don't want anybody to feel bad for. I mean, because this is the league.
Yeah, the Saints had.
The Saints. They said the Saints had a shitty draft.
Well, what did they draft? Like five fucking players?
Five. Yeah. Five players.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean,
there's a reason why Sean Payton left, right?
Exactly.
Get the fuck out. Patriots shit to bad. They're saying the Patriots shit to bad.
Well, they're talking shit about their first round pick because they drafted a guy at a UT Chattanooga. That should have been
Miami,
a second.
Miami has given a farm away for everybody, and they only got four picks.
Yeah, they traded all their picks away for Tyreek Hill.
And he hasn't. Oh yeah, and he's the kid from Kansas City, right?
Yeah,
right.
Criminal.
No, well, yeah.
I mean, everybody, all of them criminals. Yeah, most of them.
Technically.
Looked like the Chiefs had a pretty good draft.
Yeah, they did. They're rebuilding again.
Here's Jaguars. Number one overall is the Walker kid from Georgia.
He's a stud.
And I think Georgia set a record on 15 guys being drafted, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They had like four defensive players in the first round.
I was seeing on Dion's feed where two HBUC, whatever, the, you know, two guys got drafted from the HBCU, and there's like four other guys that have been invited for free agents.
Yeah, he was kind of...
Historically, the HBCU doesn't get anybody drafted, do they?
No, not really. Usually you get an invite, but he was a little
upset. What
does that
mean, you get invited to be a free agent?
You get invited to come for training camp for the team, and then you know you get an invite to basically be on the team during training camp, and then if you stick, you stick. If not, they cut you.
Yeah, okay. Like you get in during mini camp.
But you don't get, like, all the guys that get drafted blitz, they get, like, a signing bonus. And right. Some, you know, they get a little, even if they get cut, you know, a sixth or seventh round guy might make 150, 200 grand, you know, just by getting drafted. But if you're a invite, you know, it's here's a free hotel room for 3 weeks during training camp.
Yeah.
And that's all you get.
Maybe well, like five,
but,
six
but
grand.
But you do get an opportunity.
Exactly.
Like, they give you like five or they give you like $1,000 a week. Don't they, Lemmy?
Pretty much, yeah.
But you do have an opportunity to make the team. You know, and if you make the team, then you're, you know, I think the league minimum,
like 700 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
no, that's
600.
What it is. Yeah.
So, Blitz, you could go as an invitee, make $5,000 for 5 weeks of camp. Get a couple, you know, get some hotel rooms, and then be like, "Hey, we overlooked you during the draft, but we'd like to sign you with the team."
You had 705 this year,
yeah,
and you got 705, yeah. Bitch.
And you're playing special teams or a backup,
mm-hmm.
And 705—that's fucking cool as shit.
Yep,
living in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on a 2-bedroom apartment, as long as you don't go out and buy a new Clade and buy Mama a new fucking Benz, and you know, as long as you just fucking chili dog on the deal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, a person can live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on $40,000 a year. An apartment and a car.
I mean, you could live.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if you're Johnny 705, take 30 points of that right off the top for taxes. So what's 70% of 705? Here, I'll do it to you right now. 705 times 70% is, so that's Blitz, that's a $500,000 bring home, okay?
Okay.
And let me, I think they only get paid during the season.
Correct, yeah.
So they get paid like 19 weeks or something?
Yeah.
Divided by, let's call it 20 paychecks. Blitz, that's 24, take home, that's $24,600 every week for 20 weeks. Motherfucker.
Maybe not, they'll make it. Hopefully they can make that stretch.
You think so?
So if you're bringing home $493,000, and you live in Green Bay, what, how many months? Maybe 9 months out of the year, Lummy?
Yeah, I'd say that. About 9 months, yeah.
Nine months.
Workouts.
9 months, or maybe, you know, 9 months. and it costs, and you can live on what? A guy could easily live on $5,000 a month. Your apartment blitz is going to be $3,000. You're going to have a new fucking car, new truck, which is going to be with insurance and shit about. So call it $10,000.
And those guys, like the team provides a lot of food and stuff for them if they want, right?
All of it.
All of it. Yeah. Well, you can eat after the game. A lot of guys don't, I mean, you could eat.
But like even during the week, I'm saying though.
No, during the week when they get there, there's food.
Yeah.
After there's food. Like you probably have to have maybe breakfast on your own.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
And a lot of those guys, they roommate together too.
Yeah. So, you know, you got 500,000. You got, let's say you can live on $10,000. That's $90,000 all in living large. That's a new car.
Yeah, that's living large.
That's a new car. That's a fucking, I mean, my God, you fucking save all kinds of money. Or you could be an irresponsible radio personality and buy a fucking airplane.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But
and
back
then,
on the
and then,
and a
then
stacker.
You're done. And you're done. And you're done.
Well, back on the Dion tip, too, is he had four guys, actually, and that was the first time. Dion, the...
Oh, four guys from the HBCU.
But it was the first time in 10 years that anyone's been drafted out of there.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
So the Jaguar, how's the number one overall guy, the Walker guy? Is he going to be worth a shit?
Yeah, he's going to be really good. I think Hutchinson from Michigan that went to Detroit, I think he's going to be better. Detroit had a hell of a draft.
How about the linebacker from Utah that the Jaguars got?
Yeah, they traded up for him. They got that. That's what the Bucks pick. Right now, yeah, I mean, the Jaguars are fucking loading up on their defense. So I think the Jaguars are going to be better than...
They gave the Colts a shitty grade.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Colts...
Houston, not such a good grade. Packers, decent grade. They gave the Lions a B+. See, and I was hearing the... I heard the Lions nailed it.
They did. They absolutely
the
nailed
Hutchin
it.
The Hutchins kid's a fucking stud out of Michigan Edge. Yep. The Alabama wide receiver at 12
stud.
Overall. How'd they? Oh, is that the Goff? Is that the Stafford picks?
Yep.
They had 2 and 12 and 46.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they're still shitty, and they're gonna get their ass kicked by the Packers.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's gonna go in that until Aaron Rodgers leaves.
So, when's the next Lightning game?
Tomorrow, and then they come back home for Friday.
They can't come. They can't come back to Tampa down 2-0.
Nothing. No, they can't.
They can't. How about the Rays? How they been shitty?
They won against the A's last night, late game.
I had a question. There's been an airplane flying around carrying a banner that just says "Go Bolts." Who pays for that?
Some fucking rich doctor. I gotta think.
I mean, like, because it doesn't say like "Go Bolts, come watch it." You know, come watch us at the so and so bar.
But that's some fucking guy who's got too much money on his hands. And
but it's like a it's like a flag. It's not like a just "Go Bolts" words. It's the actual like Bolts logo and flag and stuff.
Probably Vinick's soon to be ex-wife burning through some cash.
Could be.
Yeah.
Because it's been like every day. It like flies up and down Riverwalk, and then like flies around downtown and. So, I just was wondering, like, what, you know, like, who
It could be the Lightning marketing department.
Because it doesn't even say, like, come to the game or the next game, next home game is, whatever.
None of that shit. Doesn't say any of that shit, does it? Tonight is Penguins, Rangers.
Yeah.
Capitals, Panthers, Predators, Avalanche, Stars, Flames.
It's going to be bullshit, too, because we got to play either the Panthers or the Capitals. And the Panthers are obviously the number one seed, the hard team, but the Capitals always show up in the playoffs. So, I mean, after going through the Maple Leafs, it's if we do make it through this series, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, here's the deal. We make it out of the East, we're going to win the whole fucking thing. There's nothing in the West, is there?
No. People say the Colorado Avalanche and that
Don't
shit.
Don't bust
but,
me up.
Yeah.
Don't bust me the fuck up.
We win the East. We're good.
Anna, anything going on with you, hon?
No, I'm excited for our Denver trip.
When do you guys leave?
Thursday?
I don't want to. Thursday, right? No, let me. I just got a Neil Mount Pleasure.
Mount Pleasure.
Can you drive us?
Thank you, Neil. My pleasure.
Did you guys get a rental car?
Airport.
In Denver, yeah.
In Denver.
Wait, what were you saying?
I was just asking.
Did you guys are you guys picking up a rental car at the airport?
Yeah,
right.
But I think she's trying to ask you for something.
Well, what do you want?
Can you or maybe Merch Creek drive us to the airport?
Yeah. When do you guys leave?
Maybe around like 2:30 or something.
Yeah, no fucking problem.
Thank you.
Can I put you in the Crown Vic and give you a little bit of a joyride?
Yeah. Thank you.
We'd like to get to Denver, but sure.
Or you want to see if we can all three fit in a smart car?
We'll
or do you
want to walk?
Or do you want to ride like a fucking pimp in my AMG motherfucking S500?
In your Bentley? Yeah,
that'd
be great.
I've never been in it.
I would love. I've never been in a Bentley before.
It's not a Bentley.
It's not a Bentley. It's a Benz. And I still got one more payment.
Guess what? You're still not going to be a Bentley. So there you go.
I may not have it done by the wheel guy. But anyway, I'll take my truck. Like my truck. Or, yeah.
I like Walter. I've used Walter before.
And just park your cars. Just pium right. You know, right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And put the keys inside the studio in case there would be an emergency where we'd have to, like, if the fucking building was on fire or some bullshit. Other than that, Blitz, nobody has any reason to move your fucking car.
If the building's on fire, let the cars burn.
Actually, Blitz wants us to push the Blitz in.
If the building's on fire, Blitz, I'm going to drive your car into the fire.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I already broke part of his car. He got mad at me.
You broke his BMW?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit.
What'd you do, bitch?
I was trying to, like, adjust the visor. And I broke the little
hook. It's a collector's car at this point. Be careful with those things.
I know. I'm really sorry. But
Jesus.
Snapped off the fucking piece that holds the visor on.
How close are you to an oil change? Because we'll do it again.
About maybe 1,500 miles.
Okay.
I would appreciate an oil change. You did a great job last time. It wasn't your fault. Whatever issue was with my car. So thank you.
And
it's got a new housing on it now. Metal, not plastic.
Everything's great. Thank you.
So, Blitz, it was really nobody's fault. It was really kind of
God's fault.
Well, it was a failure of
God.
I mean, it would have happened eventually to anybody. Yeah.
Anybody.
But you were the housing guy, and I was the other guy.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. Oh, can you give me? Does K&N make the guts to the filter inside of?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could give that to me.
Okay.
The K&N number, I'll get Tony to send me some.
Okay.
From K&N. How about your Beamer? Do you need some oil filters for your Beamer?
I think so, but let me check.
Let me know on that.
Okay.
And we'll jack that motherfucker up and change oil.
Yeah.
Right? I need to.
How do you currently change oil? Yourself by getting underneath it like
well,
a schlep
the
boy?
Good thing about the Beamer is it leaks so much that I just top it up and it's like a self changer.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? That's the best.
Yeah. That's great.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's my Cadillac that Sumo gave me was the same way. Sumo's like, God damn, you never got to change oil because it goes through a quarter week.
Yeah. No, it's not that bad. I need to change it soon, but it has those square jack points that you have to have the special thing that fits in the little tool and all that.
What do you mean?
You can't just use like a regular jack to jack it up.
We can't use a lift?
Mm-mm. But you can if you have. So I only have one of the adapters. We had to buy three more, and I don't think. I mean,
you're on your own on that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, they're not expensive.
I'm gonna use my little plastic car ramps in the back. I got those too.
Yeah. That's usually what I use.
I got a set back there.
Yep.
But I do have that reclaimed oil container.
Okay.
You know, like I do have that, huge, like 500, like 250, 300 gallon deal going on.
Yep.
Lemmy, how are the goats?
They are great. We're just enjoying the plains when I go out there. We're hanging out.
Oh, you better wait. You know what? You got clear till June 4th. Blitz has seen me. Every time a plane goes over, I flip them off. I'm so fucking mad at them.
And I jerk off.
Yeah. They're like,
Tampa Center, we have mixed signals down at 5021 Nassau. We got one guy flipping us off and the other guy's jacking off. So we don't quite know. And then there's a fucking merch crick showing her tits. So we don't quite know what's going on at 5021. But just to let you know, over and out.
Blitz, I wonder if people were coming, because I could get Travis to do this or any of
I'll let you know in a few days.
Oh, yes. So, Blitz, when you guys come in, if you guys come in from this way, which is a
50-50 chance.
50-50 chance, and we know that they're using this runway till June 4.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming in, see if you can see the building.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Which might require you to sit on the left side of the plane.
I mean, I'll try to.
Okay. And if
I'm not going to pay the $80 to pick my own seat, though.
I know. I understand.
But, yeah, I'm going to try to.
So, maybe take an off, sit on the right. I don't think taking off, they're so high and at such a bad angle, I don't think you could see it.
No.
But definitely if there's a chance to see the building, it would be coming in on a landing. Coming in from the south. Right, bud?
Mm-hmm.
If for a reason you can really see the building, I'll put a big fucking Bubba Army on the entire roof.
It'll be like probably nighttime when we get in or getting close to it. But
all you have to do, Blitz, is
still look.
You can still look.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And if anything, maybe I could just have the merch crick up there start, flashing her tits when people come in.
Okay.
I see her tits.
That's what happened to that plane crash over here. a year ago. She was showing her tits.
Southwest, we're having problems. We had a person flash her tits.
We got to go around a few more times.
Jacked his dick. We got to pull up.
Now, Blitz, don't you think though, if you can see it, that at we scale out how big the volume is and try to have somebody build us a Bubba Army, we'd at that point just have them
just paint it
a stencil.
Just paint.
Just a stencil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you only need one B, one U, and an A, an R, an M, and a Y, and then one chevron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could just go boom, boom, boom. But can you imagine how, well, is the building 120 feet long? I think. That sounds about right. Yeah. 120 feet by, what would you say, probably
80 maybe? 80? Yeah.
80 by 120. We got the plans right here, don't we?
Yeah, I think I took them back into the server room.
Yeah. And literally you give somebody, you know, okay, here are the dimensions and here's the logo, you know, make it as big as you can without distorting it and make it look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a big fucking welcome to Tampa, Bubba, or some kind of bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Go get the Bubba Army app. Maybe we could put a QRC code fucking on the, and they just snap it with their finger. Isn't that what you do with a QRC code is you take a picture of it, then it directs you to where the fuck you're trying to direct them to.
You turn
right?
your camera on, and then it uploads the app.
Mm-hmm.
On the Apple.
What if we had a big picture of a naked, like a set of tits?
It'd be awesome.
You know, hey, rumor has it.
I would get the tits.
And Blitz, you know, among all the captains, it'd be like, hey, rumor has it that when you're on the final glide slope approach into Tampa TIA, if you're coming in on 1R, if you look to your left, you can see a big set of tits on a building.
Fuck yeah.
Well, the problem is that the pilots are going to fly the planes a little lower to get a better view.
Yeah, so you get a little taste.
I hope so. You know what? Great idea. Let's put tits everywhere.
But you want them 22 feet lower? No problem.
Hell yes, I do.
We're going to put a big set of tits.
Hell yeah. We'll draw a vag on the side of the building so they got to get real low.
Pussy lips.
I still got.
We'll
some
have a lips wall too.
I still got some of that
and
coating.
A ball wall.
I still got some of that coating left. I need to coat the rest of it before it gets to be July. Well, we coated all the seams.
Oh, it never got fully done?
No, well, about 60% done.
Oh, okay.
But all the seams are done. And all the, you know, all the seams and all the screws are done.
Okay.
You know, just it really didn't make any, because we didn't know how much we had left. So we did all the seams and all the screws. Well, we have some left. We're like, we might as well try to. Well, I tell you one thing. I can't tell you the last time other than when the upstairs toilet was leaking.
Well, yeah, that's not a roof leaking, though.
But I can't tell you the last time we've had a roof leak.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty fucking ironclad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, I need to use the rest of that shit and slather it on there.
So, you wouldn't believe how hard of work that is up there, though.
That's one job that I'm not doing.
I'm not asking you to.
I know. I'm just saying. That's the
Lummy's afraid of heights.
Yep. That's why I'm not doing it.
He can't do
and
it.
I'm useless because I'm a woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're useless. You just, you know, maybe
what?
Empty a few fucking trash bags around here and wipe down a counter or two and be funny. Mm-hmm. That's all the fuck you got to do, fucking bitch.
Thank you.
The merch crick up there. The merch crick will be up there. I can tell the merch crick to get it done by the end of the week and it'd be done.
Yeah, she'd grab a ladder and go up there for
a
few
days. She ain't afraid of shit. She's not afraid of shit. If I said, hey, Erica, you need to go up there, and there's three buckets. You need to get those buckets open. You need to stir them up with a fucking drill, a stirrer, and then you need to start slathering.
Yes, Daddy.
She's a hard, you haven't believed how much a hard worker she is.
Oh, I know.
We know.
Fuck.
She doesn't play for Daddy.
Anyway, speaking of which, I'm out of here. I got to go lay down.
Daddy, out of shit.
Daddy's got to go
Daddy's
lay down.
Tired.
Yeah, Daddy's tired. Daddy needs silence for an hour.
I know.
Daddy get mad.
I wish Daddy had time for a motherfucking rub down.
You need to take the e-bike out.
Yeah, I'm going to take that. I might take that out tomorrow.
You going to go down that secret trail?
Yeah, until Blitz says, only go till the battery's halfway, then turn around immediately or you won't make it home.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Blitz, could I make it all the way to Welcome to Clearwater?
That's what I did.
And then have
enough... Actually, I made it like probably about a half a mile to a mile from that.
Okay. But, you know, I know. And it's trail. Like, I'm not having to go on the sand. It's trail the entire way, ain't it?
Correct.
All right. So, I could go there and make it back?
mm-hmm.
over by the Hyatt and all that bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Now, Southwest Florida Golf Carts, Big Mike said that I think he's coming down this week to pick up Big Red's golf cart.
Okay.
And in doing so, he's going to bring our bike.
That's awesome.
So
then we'll go. Awesome. Maybe next week we'll go out for sure. Then
will you go for a bike ride with me?
Absolutely.
Honor, are you gonna be mad?
No, take him.
Stefan, I said, take your ass back to your apartment. Me and my guy are going on a motherfucking.
Do it. He needs guy time.
He does.
I know. That's why. Go
and him and I need guy time. We haven't had any guy time since Fort Walton Beach.
Take
and
him.
We get a lot.
He loves cuddling.
I know. Don't.
He claims he's not a chocolate guy.
Fucking tell me what he likes. I know.
Yeah.
He lived with me for 2.5 years.
Did he ever cuddle you?
We've cuddled.
Yeah. We watch Cheaters every night.
We've cuddled. We've cuddled. He's seen me in my underwear. He's seen my cock. He's seen pictures of
it. Mm-hmm.
I think we leave. I think that's where we say goodbye today, everybody.
He likes it when you scratch his back.
I never scratch his back, but it's nice to know when we're spooning, I can scratch his back.
He likes it. Be careful with them.
I will be careful with your
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Aren't you so glad that I put you two together?
Yes.
Valentine's Day miracle. Thank you, Baba.
Valentine's Day miracle.
It is.
Yep.
All right.
We'll leave you guys with that. Thank you, everybody.
Don't forget,
my Venmo is open 24/7. It goes right to my phone, and I'll thank you.
And the Cash App.
Cash App, Venmo, mm-hmm. and PayPal. PayPal's a little lonely nowadays.
It is.
It's all by itself.
At the Bubba Army for all of that, and all of it qualifies and goes towards BARP.
And thank you, Tease.
Every bit of it. And thank you, Tease.
That was very sweet of you.
We'll buy some weed with it.
We'll see you on the 13th with that.
Hell yeah.
Now, Blitz, are you going to partake in recreational,
absolutely
legal shit?
Hell yeah.
Will you tape some shit out there?
Yes.
Please, I want everybody to be mindful of content. Content really, really, really helps our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, what was your opinion on that fucking Burger King bullshit? Was that some bullshit
or what?
That
was some crazy shit, Bubs. You were not lying. You were not overreacting. Sometimes you do, but not this time.
And Blitz, I think for my standards, I was pretty fucking calm.
I agree.
You were just like in shock, but you were calm.
You did nothing that anybody else wouldn't do. You were getting kind of upset that it was taking a while because, you know, a drive-thru should be quick. It's called fast food for a reason.
And then when everybody except me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she like saw you and flipped. I really think you look like somebody that she, and then I think eventually she realized it wasn't who she thought it was. But like.
And then she wasn't even woman enough to stand up and say, you know what, I thought,
exactly.
I'm so sorry.
She knows how to say that in English.
Yep.
She knows. She knows.
That's
yeah,
safe.
But she saw you, saw the camera, she's like, oh, fuck, it's somebody else.
And she's Zoinksville, did she not?
Yeah, she thought you were Tom Bean.
Yeah.
She used to work at Domino's.
Tom Bean fired Tara, did you know that?
Yes.
From here?
I love her.
Because you wouldn't do it.
Put my head down on that one.
Tara's an angel.
She is from God.
Yes, exactly.
I absolutely fucking love that bitch.
Is she back home yet?
No, she's
in Dallas.
Taking back off. I'm almost ready to cry because I love her so much.
I love her more.
Like, I don't even know what I would do. Like, can I say something that'll get me in trouble? Because Janie Cakes watches this shit.
Okay.
And Janie Cakes, don't get mad.
Yeah, but don't get mad, Janie Cakes.
But Mama, you're 76, and yeah. you know, one of these days we won't have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're old and frail.
But if I lose Tara,
you'd be lost.
I'd be lost.
Yeah, you can't lose your angel.
Mm-mm. I love her. I'm getting ready to kind of fucking cry here. Can you cut
you're
the feed?
You're getting overclimbed.
Can you cut the feed?
Overclimbed.
Bye.